The distribution center is open for business now, but a pending state appeals court ruling may find that the closed meetings that sealed the final Walmart deal violated the state's open meeting laws. Assistant Attorney General Monica Burkert-Brist says the Beaver Dam Area Development Corporation that held those meetings is funded almost entirely by taxpayer dollars, making it subject to the state's tough sunshine laws.
That entity is funded almost 100% with public funds, 90% of the city's room tax, and there is no accountability in terms of public records or open meetings for citizens to know how that money is being spent.
State legislators are now considering clarifying the law by adding language that requires any quasi-governmental agency that gets more than 50% of its funding from taxpayers to allow public access to all its meetings. But Beaver Dam businessman Bob Moreau says any new law should be much stricter. Moreau heads the group Citizens for Open Government that fought for a year and a half to force Walmart and city officials to open their negotiations to the public.
50% is far too great. Maybe that's kind of striking some look, meet us halfway type of thing. But to me, if you're getting any public money where folks work hard for their to try and make a living, they need to know where this tax money's going. They have to have a process that's accountable.
But State Senator Scott Fitzgerald says the 50% rule has worked well in states like Missouri. He says if privately funded economic development groups are forced to open all their meetings, it could undercut the competitive market process and make it more difficult for communities to lure big companies to bring jobs to their area. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.